Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. This one doing. This one doing. Just this one doing. When, where, what propitious, what fortunate circumstance or happening will trigger your awakening to this one all-important matter. The Buddhas and the ancient teachers were once just as we are now. Yes, the Buddhas and ancient teachers of universal virtue who have polished their character and understanding. These great beings were once just like we are now. They speak of truth in these words. It was I all along. There is no one outside this great I. And so they instruct us to know that we will, in the future, be just like the Buddhas and the ancient teachers. We are already, really. This is your very own reality. It applies to every and all beings. Who was it who, just a while back, was born into the world crying, "Wah, wah!" And here I am, this old man. The baby will, in the future, be an old woman like this. That's as it really is. And it doesn't require much time and effort. The Buddhas and ancient teachers were just as we are now. In the future, we will be just like the Buddhas and ancient teachers. But this fact, this reality, is not something that you can paint a picture of in your head. One breath. One breath. One breath. This one breath gives birth to the world in its entirety. Is it a lazy one breath? Is it one breath which is split, which is of two minds? Is it one breath looking off, distracted? Is it one breath of vexation and confusion, not knowing what to do? Just like this, just like this, your world is actualized. The triple world, the six realms, mind only. This three worlds. This three worlds. This everything. Chitante. Everything is embraced in this one breath. In this one breath, everything is revealed. So what do you do? The Buddha way is solely for the sake of one. This sesshin is solely for the sake of one person. So the responsibility lies solely on the one. And is this one now clear? All clear, without a speck of a cloud. Boundless, boundless clear skies. No limits. No limits. All is fine. The clouds part and the sun is shining. When the skies are clear, the sun will always shine brightly. Yes, always. The sun fills the boundless cosmos. The sun is shining eternally upon you. Clear, completely clear, no obstacles. Without hesitation, the blessing is and has always been all mine. A stingy disposition was nowhere to be found. Please, you, please become a big person. You are blessed with genuine life, and yet you are the master of genuine life, and yet you are the genuine of the genuine, and yet you receive this genuine, limitless truth in a warped, distorted view. You're looking off in blankness, unaware of this treasure. This treasure to which no value can be assigned. Absolute. You try to grasp what cannot be grasped. This treasure is limitless, 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 universal. This being that you truly are, how vast. Yes. And this being knows tears and pain. There's someone who comes to me looking bored, accusing me of always saying the same thing over and over and over. I don't take it as a complaint, but rather as great advice. And I appreciate it. The practitioner whose will to practice springs from the depths of life, who has determined to continue, to carry through even if it means giving up their life, begrudging nothing for the sake of self-realization, practicing just as you have been shown to practice, naturally. Somehow I hope to encourage you to practice in this way, to become a ball of fire. It is unconscionable for me to continue to motivate you to look off. This boundless blue sky, where is there any cloud? You might say, there are plenty, plenty of clouds. Really? Really? But for once, the clouds break, if even just a bit, and there is a clearing. You can see the blue sky, the blue, boundless, boundless, clear sky. That blue sky, fathomless blue sky, is pure, unmixed. No dust, not a speck of dust. Yes. The genuine is always and forever beckoning. Please, please don't hesitate. Truth is always, anytime, every place, any and all and every one. Please, go right ahead. please. Saying please reminds me of going to the dentist. When I was a child, I would sometimes get a toothache, and they would take me to a dentist which was on a street corner. The first floor was the waiting room, and upstairs was where the dentist did his work. I dreaded going. He used a word that caused pain in itself. Injection. Injection. He purposely used a foreign word. And when he would call the next patient to come in, he would always say, Nekisuto. Nekisuto. Next. I never felt happy about going to that dentist. It always hurt. Nekisuto. He could just as well have said it in Japanese. But that dentist was high fashion. He wore gold-rimmed glasses and that habit of using English. I bet he has died and gone on to another life, and I bet he is doing just exactly the same thing. We all, each and every one, have funny habits. Who started the habits? Who is responsible for your habits? They are the results of deeds, of acts that we ourselves have done, piles upon piles, the acts of this one doing, this one doing. Please believe, please bear in mind the Buddha's teaching. All beings are Buddha, Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. The universe is boundless, boundless virtue, limitless wisdom. Our roots are the genuine. The root of all being, all things. Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom, limitless, universal, complete. The 10 epithets of the Buddha describe reality in different names. Nyorai, thus come, Arhat, one worthy of alms, fully enlightened, one who has wisdom and practice, well gone, one who has attained emancipation, the knower of the world, the unsurpassed, the tamer of humanity, the teacher of gods and humanity, the enlightened and world-honored one. Buddha mind is perfect freedom. So it becomes the child, it becomes you, it becomes anyone, anything. Please, what do you become? You are the genuine. Yes. You declare that you are not of two minds, you're not vacillating. If so, are you of one mind? As soon as you decide and hold on to it, I am of one mind, this is the way, instantly confusion sets in. You cannot grasp anything. Open your palms wide, let go. There is just this one doing. There is no abiding, no holding. This one mu. This is ground zero. This is the entire universe. This one mu. This is the clear, the wondrous, the pure great river. There is only one river. Always new, always fresh, always emerging, always flowing. So I really am here, selling water beside the great river. You mustn't drown, you can't drown. But even as you gulp the fresh, clear water, you cry out, "I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty." Who is thirsty? Who is always drinking? Always enough. Pure, pure great water. It is unnecessary to cry out in thirst. You cannot grasp. There is no holding. There is no possibility of holding. The genuine is doing the genuine. This is your practice. Trust, give it your all. Give your life to this one doing. This mu is not the mu of is or is not. Mu is just mu. This mu is just this mu. You follow this one-way path in clarity, with energy. Shkantaza. You breathe this one breath. The breath breathes itself with absolute composure. This is life. This is life. This life is eternal, without limits. Truth. Truth is yourself. Just. Now here. Don't overlook it. Don't overlook it. Give your whole being to this one doing. Give your whole being to this one doing. I want you to carry through. Please continue. Only continue. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.